You're listening to GPB Savannah. I'm Emily Jones, and joining me for a look ahead at the weekend is Marianne Gannon-Papel of Savannah Master Calendar. Hey, Marianne.
Good morning.
And it is a busy weekend starting today.
Yeah, there's no shortage of events all weekend. Starting tonight, 6 to 9, Employability is hosting their annual Flourish. It is a garden party fundraiser, and it showcases all the abilities of people with intellectual and developmental disabilities. You'll be able to stroll through their garden, which is incredible. You'll be able to taste delicious hors d'oeuvres, all prepared by Employability. Plus, you will hear from a great guest speaker, Dr. Bertice Berry.
Savannah is also celebrating Pride this weekend.
Yes, it will be a fun weekend. This is an annual event, but they've got some new things going on. So starting tonight, they have the Mass Queer Raid, a legendary ball. So I think this is going to be a lot of fun. It'll be at the Starland Yard. You can come in a costume or come as you are. Everyone welcome. There will be fierce battles on the runway. So I don't know what that entails, but it sounds like fun. And then tomorrow night on Friday is the first annual Savannah Pride Parade. So that's taking place from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. They are going to be strolling down River Street, up on Broughton Street. And again, costumes are welcome. I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and not we have a lot of parades, but it's a new one, so
yeah,
that'll be cool to check out. And then Saturday is there is just so much happening on Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, we can't even cover it all, so it's crazy. But starting on Saturday through November 2nd is the SCAD Savannah Film Festival. This is such a great way to hear all the hottest trends going on in the entertainment all year long. You see some famous people, you know, so and see all the great
walk
films.
A little bit of a red carpet.
Yeah, you feel all fancy. So that'll be great. And again, that's going on for a couple weeks, but that does start on Saturday. And then Saturday all day long from 10 to 9, there's some great family fun at the Isle of Hope Art and Music Festival. There'll be live music, food trucks, kids' activities. And this is a free event and open to the public. So a great way to take the kids and get out for a little bit. And if you're not into music and feeling your little fur baby, you can head out to Wagaween. It's a $5 wristband. Everything they raise goes to different pet charities throughout the city, so that's really cool.
Plus, of course, it's, you know, full of adorable dogs and adorable costumes.
Right. I don't think a day can get any better.
And there's even more out on Tybee, too.
Yeah. So the weather should be absolutely amazing this weekend. So that's really exciting. Head down to Tybee for the Sunset Soiree. This is hosted by New York Times bestselling author Mary Kay Andrews. It is a fundraiser for the Fresh Air at Home on Tybee, and they desperately need a new boardwalk. They'll be doing tours at the Fresh Air Home, and then you can head over to the Grandview Hotel on Tybee for drinks and dinner, so that should be a good time. And then there's more on Saturday. Deep in the Streets is happening on DeSoto Avenue from 5 to 8, and they'll have live music by DJ Jose Ray and lots of food and beverages, so that'll be a great time.
Excellent. And finally, we can close out the weekend on Sunday in the most delicious possible fashion.
Yes. Shalom, y'all. It is the annual Jewish Food Festival from 11 to 3 on Monterey Square. And this is one of the best food events of the year.
It's just so delicious.
Yeah. This might be better than Thanksgiving. So 11 to 3, just go and stuff everything you can, take some home, but that'll be a great event in Monterey Square on Sunday.
Yes, it always is. Well, Marianne Gannon-Papel of Savannah Master Calendar, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great weekend.
You too.